Hello, ladies. I am the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I am, according to the mainstream media and the state and the cathedral and the leftist and the social justice warriors, I am a racist, misogynist, homophobic, hate-filled, a Nazi, literally Hitler, all that other stuff. This podcast is for you because, unlike all the people who call me names and tell you all this bullshit, I actually care about you. I am trying to help you. And that's part of why the state and the cathedral and the mainstream media and the social justice warriors and the femistatist and all the people who are trying to use you and manipulate you and destroy your life, that's why they call me names, because they don't want you to listen to me, because I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, if you're listening to this, it's because a man, because only men listen to my podcast, a man who cares about you said unto you, "Sweetheart, I need you to listen to what this fucking asshole is saying. He's rude, he's crude, he's a cocksucker." Even people who listen to me think I'm a misogynist, some of them. Okay, I'm telling you, unlike all these other people, I care about you. I want you to be happy. Now, here's the thing. You may or may not have heard of this advice columnist named E. Jean. Okay. Women write in, mostly women, and they ask for advice. Anyway, on my podcast, I read the questions sent in to E. Jean, and I make fun of them, and sometimes I attempt to give good advice to them and stuff like that. So it's just something I do. It's a little shtick that I do. It's a lot of fun. In a podcast I did just before this podcast, so you can go back and listen to it if you want. Not that I think you will. But a woman wrote in asking for some advice. Now, when I do these, I never read E. Jean's advice to the people who write in, because E. Jean is this old, bitter, dried-up hag of a woman whose opinions don't really matter. But in this particular case, after having read the letter, I decided to read what E. Jean said. And that's right now. I want to read to you this letter, and then I want to read to you E. Jean's response, and then I want to explain something to you. Because if you're listening to this, it's because a man told you to listen to this, and it's because you want to be a traditional wife and mother. It's because you don't want to be a CEO, you don't want to sit in a cubicle, you don't want to have a career. Okay, everything I'm saying in this podcast is aimed towards women who want to get married. They want to get married to a good man, as you should. And they want to have some children. They want to raise the children. They want to stay home with the children. They want the man to support them. Their goal is to create a happy, loving family, which I know we're not supposed to have anymore. That's part of what the cathedral has told you. Anyway, let me just get on with this. Let me read this to you. So this woman writes in and she says this. I'm going to read this all the way through with no commentary, which is going to be difficult for me because I like to editorialize. See, I'm doing this just for you. I'm doing this just for you girls. Just for you. You're welcome. "Dear E. Jean, there's a man, we'll call him Miles. We met on Tinder. We talked, then dated for a month. He slowly started ghosting me, not all at once, but over time. I asked him about it head on. He explained to me that he doesn't see me as marriage material. I'm 26. I've never had a guy tell me this before. Naturally, I feel worthless now. I don't like the idea of a man's opinion of me changing my opinion of myself, but here we are. How do I hit restart and stop feeling like there's something wrong with me? Signed, Lone Woman." All right, now here's E. Jean's response. Or do I want to, hold on, do I need to analyze? All right, no, let's just do it this way. Here's E. Jean's response. E. Jean responds, "Lone, my duck. Who is marriage material exactly? Someone who cooks, does the laundry, runs the vacuum, takes care of kids, brings home the bacon and asked how her lord's day went when greeting him at the door wearing nothing but earrings and a feather duster? Bah! A woman wants to be CEO material. A woman wants to be Olympic material. A woman wants to be presidential material. A woman, in short, should want to be anything but an outdated, patriarchal version of marriage material. Matrimony is an excellent model for many, but really, he just gave you a huge compliment. Okay. Number one of 1,000. This woman writes in. Now, she doesn't actually say, the woman who wrote in didn't actually say her goal is to get married. But the fact that a man said to her she is not marriage material struck some kind of a chord. Okay. If she wasn't seeking out marriage in some way or another, like if that wasn't some part of her plans, whether she wants to be married and be a stay-at-home mom or married and have a career and try to balance all of that, which you can't do, by the way. You can't have it all. There's 24 hours in a day, no more. You can't have children and a marriage and a career. You can't. I know you think you can, but you can't. The woman who wrote in, on some level, wants to be marriage material, otherwise this wouldn't have bothered her. Notice how E. Jean just completely dismisses all of this. E. Jean gives the standard feminist answer. Marriage is patriarchy. You don't want to participate in that. You want to be a CEO. The important lesson here, girls, if you want a traditional marriage with children and a husband who works while you stay at home, the number one thing you need to do in attempting to reach that point in your life, to achieve that goal, is do not ask other women for advice. Now, what I'm going to say is going to come as a shock to you. I'm not going to explain why it doesn't matter. Let me explain something to you. Other women hate you. All other women hate you. E. Jean does what she does because she hates other women. I don't read all of E. Jean's answers to these questions, but I read some of them, and they're always terrible. You can tell that she hates other women because she gives them the most bullshit advice on the planet Earth. Like this, this woman says, well, I feel worthless because a man said I'm not marriage material. So obviously she wants to be marriage material in some degree. E. Jean just completely blows it off. You know, fuck men's opinions of you. A man's opinion of you doesn't matter. Why would you want to fit into this outdated patriarchal model? Girls, if you want to get married, do not. I could spend hours, probably hours, dissecting all of this, but it doesn't matter, okay? Because if you're still here, if you've managed to go this long without paying attention to your cell phone, I appreciate it. I really do. Okay. If you want to be a traditional wife and mother, number one, turn off the fucking cell phone. Number two, don't get fat. Number three, don't go into debt. Number four, don't get tattoos or piercings or dye your hair some funny color. Number five, grow your hair long. Number six, did I mention don't take advice from other women already? If I did, I can repeat it because it's that fucking important. Other women hate you, especially old, bitter, ugly women like E. Jean. Asking a fucking bitter, dried up, lonely hag like E. Jean for advice when it comes to men is the worst fucking idea ever. if you want, if you need, if you're seeking some input and advice on how to be marriage material, how to make yourself attractive to traditional men who have good paying jobs and keep themselves in physical shape and are willing to marry you and care for you and love you and raise children with you, do not listen to women. If you need advice, go to men for this advice. Go to men who speak the truth and care about you. I'm one of them. Another one is Aaron Clary at AssholeConsulting.com. Just did a podcast with him recently. Girl wrote in on the little YouTube thingy, right? She said, I want to be a traditional wife. I want to find a husband, blah, blah, blah. Cappy gave her some good, Aaron Clary, Cappy, that's his nickname. He gave her some good advice. He told her truths. He did not tell her, well, you don't need no man. Go be a CEO. Because girls, being a CEO is not going to make you happy. It's not. Okay? Go and read things written by Rollo Tomasi, therationalmale.com. Some of it's going to hurt your feelings, but it's true. You're going to get good, honest, truthful input and advice from him. Get in touch with Adam Piggott over at pushingrubberdownhill.com. If you want advice on how to be the sort of woman who is marriage material for a quality man, do not go to women for advice. Once again, I know I have to repeat myself multiple times. Other women hate you, especially if you're younger, thinner, and more attractive than them. Anytime you're talking to a woman, if that woman is older, uglier, or fatter than you, that woman is going to lie to you. That woman hates you. That woman is going to manipulate you. That woman is going to try to destroy your life. I'm not saying this because I'm a misogynist and I hate women. I'm saying this because it's true and I love women. Women are fantastic. Not all of them, but women as a concept are fantastic. You, if you stop listening to dried up old cunts like E. Jean and Dear Abby and Oprah and whoever the fuck else you're listening to, because I don't know, because I don't pay any attention to mainstream media. I don't know who's cool and everything. You know, last time I looked, Britney Spears was still cool. That's how up on pop culture I am. Stop listening to these evil fucking women who are trying to destroy your life and destroy your happiness by filling you with all of this fucking pussy hat feminism shit. You gotta hate men. You don't need no man fish bicycle. Here's what you need to understand. If you want to be a traditional wife mother, the only opinions that matter about you and who you are and what you're becoming and how you behave and how you look, the only opinions on those topics that matter are the opinions of the type, the class, the group of men that you seek to marry. Those are the only opinions. The opinions of other women do not matter because you're not going to marry other women, okay? The opinions of fat men do not matter because you should not be marrying a fat man, okay? The opinions of unemployed men do not matter. Do not matter because you should not be marrying unemployed men, okay? The only opinions of you, the people who get to decide if you are or are not marriage material, are the kind of men who meet the standards of the kind of man you would like to marry, have children with, and have a family with. Those are the only opinions that matter. And those are the opinions that matter. Okay? You're not beautiful at any size. You don't look cute with short hair. Your tattoos are not beautiful. If you want a family and you want children and you want to do things the traditional way, you have to stay away from the brainwashing, and you have to become the kind of woman who is attractive to the kind of man you are attracted to. You do, in fact, have to become, whether you like it or not, and if you don't like it, then I don't know why you would want a traditional marriage to be a mother, to be a wife. I don't know why you're here then, okay? But you have to tune out all the E. Jean and all the Oprah and all the bullshit, and you do, if you want to get married, have to become marriage material.